So today we have very interesting Torah portion, and I like the name of this Torah portion, Naso, or it's interpreted like take. Let's say together, take. Actually, my topic today, this topic, take. Simple, but so important for us. Today we want to talk about one of the most well-known passages from the scriptures. Birkat Kaganim, blessings of the priests. It is the blessing that we pray every Shabbat over the congregation. So we are all very familiar with these words. And these words are in the Numbers chapter 6 from the verse 22. So please, let's open with me and look carefully these words together. And it's so meaningful, so much meaning in it. It's so important to understand the meaning of this blessing for us. Adonai said to Moshe, and I want to ask, who said to Moshe? So it was not the poetry, do you understand? It was not the, you know, ancient poem about something good, something nice. This was the commandment from the Lord. These words came straight from the Lord to Moses and to the people of Israel. So we need to remember it. So Adonai said to Moshe, speak to Aaron and his sons and tell them that this is how you are to bless the people of Israel. You are to say to them, Yiverechacha Adonai veishmerecha, Yaer Adonai panavelecha vichunecha, Issa Adonai panavelecha vayasem lecha shalom. I'm glad I speak without accent here, so you can understand me clearly. So let's speak in English. May Adonai bless you and keep you. May Adonai make his face shine on you and show you his favor. May Adonai lift up his face toward you and give you peace. In this way, they are to put my name on the people of Israel so that I will bless them. Beautiful words. So much meaning in it. So much power. This is a wonderful ancient prayer in the Bible. And let's look closely into the words of this blessing first pronounced by God. And let's look closely. We will not have time for full explanation today, so probably we need to have a few weeks to explain every word, and probably it will be not enough for us. But we will see a few ideas behind this prayer. So first word, may Adonai bless you and keep you. Say together, may Adonai bless you and keep you. We need the Lord in our lives. We need Him. We need so much. We are poor without Him. We are nothing without Him. We need His blessings. And we need His protection over our lives. The first words of the blessings show us that we are dependent on Him. We must keep Him first in our lives. Recognize that He is our Master and that above all, it is His desire to bless us. We are admitting the rulership of our Lord by humbly receiving from Him. This is very simple and very important to understand. The Lord bless the people of Israel. And I like the name of this Torah chapter. Take. Take. Naso. Receive. He is the master and He is in charge. And He is blessing over us. By receiving His blessing, we say to ourselves and to the whole world that He is our master and He is ruler of our lives. He is most important for us. The Lord keeps us. He commands angels to surround us every day of our lives. And every day we had some situation in our lives, and sometimes we even don't know what's happening around us because of the protection from the Lord for us. And I know so many situations in my life when the Lord protected me. We had a story, wonderful story, a few weeks ago about the lightnings. I mean, I remember my story many years ago. It was in long time ago and far, far away. Yeah. Let's say this way. In Ukraine, I came to the Lord just, I don't know, a few months before, and I was a new believer, let's say freshman. And we had the vacation with our parents, with my parents in the Black Sea. We had a wonderful time there. And it was the time, and actually now the same time, very difficult economical time. So we don't have a car there. Not many people have in the car in Ukraine. So we waited for bus to get home. It's like 2 hour drive from the place to our home. So we waited for a few hours on the sun. And actually, eventually the bus came. And we tried to squeeze in this bus because of many people wants to get home. Why, I don't know, but, you know, strange people, they want to get home. And I forget my soap with me, you know. I couldn't put my soap, so squeezed into the bus. So we pushed into this bus. So we stopped, we stayed in the sun, bus left. And, you know, I remember I stayed there, my smile goes away from me. My beautiful smile. My parents, the same. We had, I mean, not joyful situation. And come on, be honest. Who had the same situation in your life? Maybe not with the bus, but with your car, with the line you stand in whole day and close in front of your nose. And I remember we took the next bus. We came home at the evening, and the next morning I found in the news that this bus had an accident. Yeah, and people were damaged there, and few people died. And you know, it was hard news, but at the same time, I rejoicing in the Lord because of His protection over me. And I tell you, it was not pleasant protection. I would rather to sit in the first row in the bus and go home and smile and everything nice. But the Lord protected us every day of our life, even we don't know about it. So we need His protection. Amen. Because of Him, we are live and breathe. And Mazel Tov, you're here. It's wonderful. I'm so glad you're here. He gives us life and sustains life inside of us, in us. We are His creation, and that is how much He loves us. His protection, His love over us. The second verse, may Adonai make His face shine on you and show you His favor. I like these words. His face shine upon you. Let's say together, His face shine on you. The opposite of light is darkness. The one who experienced what it means to be in dark place knows the power of light. Even small light, much more powerful than the darkness. Small light can take darkness away, can defeat darkness. Have you ever been in a room when the light they're turned off, when you could not see your own hand in front of your nose? Who had the same experience? It is as the poets wrote, blacker than 100 midnights down in the cypress swamp, dark place. But the face of Adonai defeats the power of darkness in our lives. If you put all your trust in the Lord, you will have His marvelous light, and you will experience His favor. The scriptures teach us that all of us, we are war at the darkness of sin. Without the Lord, we are in the darkness. We need His light upon our lives. Amen. You remember Yeshua told this story when two blind people go together, they don't know where they're going. But we have the light of the world, the Lord in our lives. This is beautiful, beautiful prayers over us. The next verse, may Adonai lift up his face toward you and give you peace. May Adonai lift up his face toward you and give you peace. One of the important meanings of this place, lift up his face toward you. It is to direct his attention, his care, his love toward you, to remember his plans in your life. The Jeremiah 29, it goes together with this prayer. 29:11, the Lord speaking to the people of Israel, for I know what plans I have in mind for you, says Adonai. Plans for well-being, not for bad things, so that you can have hope and future. Let's say together, hope and future. Opposite of hope, it's hopelessness. Opposite of future, it's death, it's no future. And the Lord has a plans for all of us, for you, for hope and for future. When you will call to me and pray to me, I will listen to you. When you will seek me, you will find me, provided you seek for me wholeheartedly. And I will let you find me, says Adonai. We are here not because we are most beautiful people in the world. We are beautiful, of course. Yes, we are smart, of course. We are the best of the best, but not because of it we are here. Because the Lord chose us. He called us by names. Can you imagine? He knows us by names. Every one of you here. He called you in his marvelous light. He shines his face upon you. This is why you are here. This is the prayer. Lord, remember your calling on my life. Remember your plans on my life. Because your plans are good for me. Actually, they are the best. Sometimes the good things are enemies of the best. The Lord has the best plan for you. The best plan. Amen. His plans are the best for us. He will not lead us to destruction or death. Instead, He will give us life and hope. He will fulfill our future. It is because of our trust in His goodness and love that we are able to have shalom, deep peace from the Lord. I remember the times in the scriptures when Yeshua, before His death, and you know, Talmidim, His disciples, they were scary about future, but He was in peace. Why? What keeps His heart in peace? Because He knows His future. He knows His calling. He came to give His life for us. And He accomplished this calling until the end, completely. He purchased us. I know when we know our future, our calling, it gives us peace from the Lord. It gives us faith and hope in future when you know the calling of the Lord on your life. So we need to remember the calling to ourselves every day. The peace is the shield of our hearts. The Lord guards our hearts by peace, with His peace, in His peace. I like the place of Philippians chapter 4 from the verse 6. And it says here, don't worry about anything. I remember once years ago, Rebetz and Leslie Schneier, she gave me some small gift. It was the fish. Like this, you know, fish, and you push the button, and the fish doing like this. Don't worry. You remember? Be happy. I think the author of this fish, he read this place of scripture. It said here, don't worry about anything. Let's say together, anything. Remember yourself. Speak to yourself. Speak to your family. Don't worry. We have so much to worry about. We are worried that sun will come next morning. Sometimes we are worried so much about it. We are worried about everything, every day of our life. But the scripture said opposite. Don't worry about anything. On the contrary, make your requests known by God by prayer and petition. This is why it's so important to pray to the Lord, because you're giving to Him your worries, your fears, your depression, all what is in your heart. It said here, make your requests known to God by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Let's say together, with thanksgiving. It's not like, oh Lord, why? Why? It's not thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, thank you, Lord, for everything. What is your plans for me? What do you want from me? What do you want to show to me? Then God's shalom, passing all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with the Messiah Yeshua. So then the Lord's peace will be over you and your heart. When you know your future, when you know the calling from the Lord in your life, when you cast your problems, your worries to the Lord, upon Him. This is the power of peace. And the last verse here. In this way, they are to put my name on the people of Israel, so that I will bless them. Vesamuet shemi al bnei Israel ve'ani avarachem. This way they are to put my name. And one of the meaning of these words, I like this meaning. I will claim my ownership of them in this way. My name over them, upon them. They are mine. They belong to me because my name on them. It's beautiful. You are His. He purchased us. He paid the price for every one of us. And He paid so precious price. He will never forget about it. This is the price of His Son, Yeshua, the Messiah. We can forget about something, you know, priceless. That's not important for us, but this is great price paid for us. We are His beloved, and His will for us always, for good. This prayer has told us much about the Lord's attitude towards us, about what is in His heart towards His people. And I remember my personal experience when I came to the Lord and received Him into my life. For me, was the challenge was to simply to trust the Lord, that He has a good plans for me. Sometimes it's not easy to remember, especially when you have a difficulty around you, to remember that the Lord is for you, always for you. This is so important. And I want to bring one very interesting fact. The Lord commanded the priests that they were to bless His people with this prayer every day. Following the morning sacrifice, they were to pray this blessing over the people. So the Lord reminds to Israel, every day, I still love you. I still want to bless you. Don't forget about it. I want to bring my peace in your life. Speaking that, the prayer was to become one of the most important parts of their ministry in the temple. And one place of scripture I like very much is Deuteronomy chapter 10 from the verse 8. This is the calling of Koganim or Levites. What was their calling? The Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 8. At that time, Adonai set apart the tribe of Levi to carry Ark of the Covenant of Adonai and to stand before Adonai to serve Him and to bless His name, as they still do today. So the Lord gave them assignment, duties to do three things here. First, carry the Ark of the Covenant. They too carry the Ark of the Covenant. They were keepers of the covenant amidst of the Israel, always with the Ark, always with the covenant. They too stand before the Lord to serve Him, between the Lord and between the people of Israel. They received from the Lord, and the work was to give it to the people of Israel. And the third calling of tribe of Levi, and they bless the people in His name. This is it. Birkat Kaganim. After the morning sacrifice, after the blood, sacrifice of the blood, redemption sacrifice, there to bless the people of Israel with the good will of God. Every day in this temple. And this was the very important part of the ministry in the temple. And this was one of the most important parts of the ministry of Levites, to bless the people of Israel. I want to read from the Romans chapter 8 in the Brit HaHadashah portion for us. Very interesting, important place here. Romans chapter 8 from the verse 31. And this is the question from Rabbi Shaul to all of us. If God is for us, who can be against us? The question. If the God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare even His own Son, but gave Him up on behalf of all of us all, is it possible that having given us His Son, He would not give us it everything else too? So who will bring a charge against God's chosen people? Certainly not God. He is the one who causes them to be considered righteous. Who punishes them? Certainly not the Messiah Yeshua, who died and more than that has been raised, is at the right hand of God and is actually pleading on our behalf. So who can be against us if the Lord for us? Certainly not the Lord. This is our reality. The Lord is always for us. He desires only the best for His people. And this is a fact for us, for all of us. So this is the prayer. He wants to bless us. He always for us. His heart to us. He don't want to punish us. He don't want to kill us. He is the Lord of life. He wants to bless our life with abundance from Him. He wants to shine His face upon us. But in the same time, we need to fulfill our part to be able to receive God's blessings and His life. And I want to take another place of scripture in the same Torah portion to read it together with you. So, one more time. It is not a question, does He love me and want to bless me? Yes, He loves us and He wants to bless us. The question is, am I able to receive from Him? Am I able to receive from Him His blessings? I want to look at one more scripture in the Torah portion regarding our responsibility as condition for receiving from Adonai. I want to open the very interesting place of scripture. This is the Numbers chapter 5. From the verse 5. Till verse 7. Adonai said to Moshe, tell the people of Israel, when a man or woman commits any kind of sin against another person and thus breaks faith with Adonai, he incurs guilt. He must confess the sin which he has committed, and he must make full restitution for his guilt. Add 20% and give it to the victim of his sin. But if the person has no relative to whom restitution can be made for the guilt, then what is given in restitution for guilt will belong to Adonai, that is to the Kogen, in addition to the ram of atonement, through which atonement is made for him. And I don't want to explain all the place. It's very important. This is the place about restoration of relationships. This is the place about coming together in peace before the face of the Lord. We know much about it. We read about it. But I like these simple words here. And thus breaks faith with Adonai. Let's say together. And thus breaks faith with Adonai. Through the sin against your brother, it means the breaking of faith with the Lord. Very simple and very important to know. Careless or sin against people breaks faith with the Lord. So we need to remember it. And what's interesting for me, really, it touched my heart. The Lord speaks in the chapter 5 about restoration of relationships inside of the Israel before he speaks about the blessings of Aaron in chapter 6. He speaks about restoration, about sacrifice for restoration, and later he speaks about the blessing. So we need to build the foundation for the blessings of the Lord in our life. It's very important. We need to remember it. This is called the bearing fruits of repentance in the scripture. Matthew chapter 3, verse 8. If you have really turned from your sins to God, produce fruit that will prove it. Let's say together, produce fruit. What does it mean, produce fruit? Bear the fruit. Show your faith. It's very important. The scripture makes it very clear that restoration and bringing the fruits of repentance precedes the blessing from the Lord. Very important. Last week we celebrated Shavuot. We prayed after Shabbat that all of us, all of you who are here today, would be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I want to conclude my message with the one place of Scripture, last place of Scripture. It's very important to remember this place of Scripture. It goes together with the Aaronic benediction. This is the 1 John chapter 1 from the verse 6. If we claim to have fellowship with Him, with the Lord, while we are walking in the darkness, we are lying and not giving out the truth. This is the moment of going in the darkness. But if we are walking in the light, as He is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of His Son Yeshua purifies us from all sin. If we claim not to have sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we acknowledge our sins, then, since He is trustworthy and just, He will forgive them and purify us from all wrongdoing. It's a beautiful place of Scripture. Two parts of it. Walking in the light of the Lord. Let's say together, walking in the light of the Lord. It means to be in the community of believers. It means to have fellowship with the Lord and with the believers with you. You know what it means? It means problems. It means difficulties. It means disagreements. You can stop on somebody. It means to losing your smile sometimes. But this is the process of cleansing your heart in the Lord. Then you have fellowship with the Lord and with the people, not in the TV people, you know, TV people or computer people. They're far away and I love them so much. You know why? Because if he tell me something wrong, I will push my button. Nice. But this is real fellowship. Fellowship with the real people. This is the congregational life. And then we allow the Holy Spirit to be with us and to cleanse us. Amen. And through this fellowship, we have opportunity to bring our sins before the Lord, to acknowledge them, to say, Lord, forgive me for this. And then his forgiveness over us. So I want to stop here and I want to tell you, remember you, very few words. The Lord always wants to bless us. He's for us. Amen. His will is for us, for good for us. And our work is to look at our hearts, to be ready to receive his blessings. So many people speak, Lord, why don't bless me here? Or I see problems here or there. Most of the times, it's because of us. We need to allow the Lord bless us. We need to allow the Lord fill us with his presence. I want to pray for us. And I want to ask, if you are here for first time and you never receive Yeshua in your life, you are far from him, you never open your hearts to the Holy Spirit, to the mercy of the Lord. If you are here and want to receive the Lord, this is your time. I want to pray with you. I want to introduce you to Yeshua, our Messiah, our Savior, and our Lord. If you are first time or you heard about the Lord but never did this step, do it now. Get right with the Lord. Receive his peace, his mercy, his love to you. So let's pray. Our Lord, our Father, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for Yeshua. Thank you for my Savior. Lord, please forgive my sins, Lord. Please cleanse me from my sins. And I accepted Yeshua as my Messiah and my Lord. Please come into my life with your Holy Spirit. Fill me, Lord. And I want to follow you with all days of my life. Thank you so much. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So let's close with the Aaronic benediction. And I want to invite Aaron. Can you pray with me? Please find somebody. Don't be alone. This is our custom.
If you'll just close your eyes and let this prayer wash over you. It is, as the rabbi pointed out, one of the most beautiful. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Yivarechach Adonai v'yishmarech. Ya'er Adonai panav alech v'yachunech. Yisa Adonai Adonai p'nav ilecha v'yisem lecha shalom. Bless you all.
Thank you. Shabbat shalom, and don't forget to take your children. They're waiting for you. Shabbat shalom.